George, tell us a little about your background. What did you do before the Andy Griffith Show?
I have a BS degree in bioscience. I have an honorary doctorate from the University of North Alabama. I played football. I was the starting quarterback there for 2 years. And I didn't take any kind of drama classes or any kind of acting. I wasn't in any theater or anything. I was in phys ed and bioscience. But I did win every talent show they had at the college. And by the way, this is all in my book, Goober in a Nutshell. It's Avon Publishing, $9.99, still in print. Available through the Bullet. You certainly can order through that. Which I read the Bullet, every word of it, to see who got more ink than I did. Before I give away all my secrets, I'd rather you get the book. I suppose we'll have another. Let's see, what is this? The 38th year, and I suppose whoever's around, and when we get to number 40, there's going to be some kind of big something going on. Maybe Turner Broadcasting will do something. I don't know, but it seems like it would be appropriate to do something. I don't know very many other shows that have been on that long. I had a great time on the show. We were so, not in awe, but in, we respected each other's work so much because everybody was so good. Everybody had their own particular thing they did, like Howard Morris and like Denver Pyle and of course, this Howard McNear and Don and without saying Andy and Francis and Anita and the boy. You know, the one, the red-headed boy, and Betty Lynn, and all those people. A lot of people don't remember Paul Hartman, who played Emmett. You know, he was, I don't know how many years he did the show, but he was very, very important to the show. It seemed like when one would leave, somebody else would, they filled the void pretty good. I don't know of any other show that will ever be on that long.
Something I'd like to know about myself is like Howard McNear. I know a lot of...
Well, he was just like that. Yeah. You'd like to know that because you do him. but he was like that. I loved working with him. We would come to the studio to watch him work when we weren't working, and that's rare. He was wonderful. He was a good friend, too. I liked him. We're his wife loaned my wife her mink coat one time to go to a party. He was just that way. If you remember some of the old Elvis Presley movies he's in where he plays the travel agent. And then I saw him in a CinemaScope Technicolor cowboy movie not long ago. And you couldn't believe he was playing a bad guy. You just fell down laughing. Every time he'd say a straight line, you'd laugh. But he had a long career. I think he came out of the... Well, I'm not telling anymore. You can read that in the book.
Where did you come up with as Goober doing that? Yeah.
From Alabama, from Jasper, Alabama. It's an affirmation that people do. Hey, did you have a date last night? Yep. You know, they don't say yep. You and how'd it go yesterday? You know, it's just a sound and a thing with your hand that's an affirmation of. Everything went great without having to explain it.
Was it your idea about the hat, or was that something?
I don't know. I don't know about that. That's been dropped through the cracks. I can't remember. I do know that it was my idea to put the holes in the top of it, but I don't remember. I don't know the answer to that. I know when I was growing up as a boy... No, when I was growing up as a boy, they wore Civil War hats. when I was growing up as a boy, the guys that worked at the filling station wore those kind of caps. And then you later saw it on Jughead. But I know maybe I was before Jughead. I don't really know how that came about. It was my idea to have the rag out of the pocket. It was my idea to have all the pens and pencils and tire gauge in the pocket. I was doing anything I could to be different from the Gomer character. And then it got to the point where I got paranoid about the pens and pencils. They had to be in a certain way or I wouldn't work. and they would come in the mornings and take them out and change them, and I'd get all upset about it.
Was there a lot of that kind of thing went on set?
Well, there was with me because I didn't have any sense of humor. I was always serious, and they knew that it would get to me, so they did that to me all the time.